יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank God he can. Amen. History lesson. All right, it's back for all those that simply couldn't wait. Here you go. History lesson today. Let's find out where we are. Of course, we know where we are. This is May the 11th, 2026. But it's actually 5786 because it's a Iyar 24. We lost a lot of days. Lost a lot of days. Iyar 24. Tomorrow I'll tell you what's that, some update on that, but today I want to do the other area because it's important. It's important. So tomorrow we'll tell you about Iyar, all right? Okay. So that's where we are. God operates, we know, by his calendar, not ours, not the one that's on the wall, not the one created by Julius Caesar or any of the other individuals that created a calendar. And yesterday, let me just tell you what happened yesterday, that water came from the rock in Exodus 17, 1 through 7. That's what happened yesterday, Mother's Day. Wow, isn't that interesting? Water came from the rock. Mother's Day, God provides. Interesting. All right, we're going to look at Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 20. Numbers chapter 1, 1 through chapter 4, verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 20, 18 through 42. 1 Samuel chapter 20, 18 through 42. And Matthew 24, 29 through 36. Matthew 24, 29 through 36. And here's where we are. Now, here's what was going on historically. A census report makes difficult reading. If you read these passages, you'll read about a census. Now, if you work through the details of the tribal and family tallies, it gets boring. You know, look at all these names, look at all this, look at all that. But I want to tell you something. There's a sweet message about God's love underlying that dry census data. I've often looked to certain names, I read something and I look up the meaning of that name and it explodes with what God is doing. Tremendous. Now see, God was counting the Israelites because he had a special affection for each person. That's right. There was a name. I love that person. There was a name. I love that person. Just like you. Just like you, God has a special affection for you. And joy, the joy comes when God counted the Israelites because he would say, there is, and call the name, and there is, just like calling your name. There is, and I have a special affection and blessing for them. And it was a reminder. Now listen, it was a reminder that the children of Israel were not just a collective whole. Israel was a nation, still is, composed of individuals. Just like when you talk about the church, the body of Christ. Each individual in that body is special to God. Now, the God of heaven reaching in and saying, listen, hey, here's the instructions. Count them according to their registration by their families, their father's household, by the head of each family. Numbers 1, verse 20. Count each one. So God looks at us. Think of this. God looks at the family unit and he says, look at there. He looks at my family and says, okay, there's Ron and Margaret. And now here's the children. Jackie, John, Andrew, Anthony. And here's their children. Luke, Ezra, Daisy, Josiah, you see? That's the Ron Zimmer household. And that's what God does. That's what God does. Why? Because each person is valuable and unique and a special treasure to God. Special treasure. Adam, the first man, of course, was the father of all humanity. Now, when you think about it, humanity descended from one person. One person. And the impact that Adam had on the human family, Adam and Eve, you know the story, had an impact. And here comes Jesus, the second Adam, and he has an impact. Of course, more than the original Adam. So in Adam, the one in the garden, inside of his life, he had the potential for all humanity from that moment to this moment and beyond. Jesus has the potential the same way. See, no person should be dismissed and just be another cog in the wheel. The impact there is so important. That's why Adam was created for the sake of peace among men. So that no one can say his father was greater than yours. See, there you go. So we all came from Adam. And that Adam, we look back and we say, okay, I came from Adam. You came from Adam. We all came from Adam. Now, Jesus told a parable about a shepherd who noticed one of his 100 sheep were missing. Right? They're missing. That's 1% loss. 100 sheep, one gone, 1%. And really, think about it. You have 100 sheep, one's gone, 1%. You still have 99. But that's not the way it works. This shepherd paid special attention and had special affection for every sheep in the flock. So, you know the story. He goes out. He leaves the 99, seeks the one that's lost, finds that lost sheep, rejoices because he had found it, shoulders that one back to the flock in Luke chapter 15, 1 through 7. Now, from God's perspective, we are not nameless. We are not faceless. Each person is unique and special and beloved. And God cares for you personally. And he is concerned with you. And he seeks your well-being. Thank you.
Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Kuma Adonai Rucham lanu, Hatezboa Kodshecha. Ata Adonai Bekirbenu, Adonai Tzevaot, Elcha. Adonai Tzevaot, Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Arise again, O mighty warrior, let your arm be lifted high. You are God in the midst of us. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Kuma Adonai Rucham lanu, Hatez roa kodshecha. Ata Adonai Bekirbenu, Adonai Tzevaot Elcha. Adonai Tzevaot, Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Arise again, O mighty warrior, let your arm be lifted high. You are God in the midst of us. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Adonai, Adonai.